This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina resigned and fled the country on Monday after hundreds of people were killed in a crackdown on demonstrations that began as protest against job quotas and swelled into a movement demanding her downfall. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan has more.
India's ANI news agency said 76-year-old Hasina landed at a military airfield near Delhi. Reuters could not immediately verify this, but commercial tracking services showed a Bangladesh Air Force plane leaving the country and flying west before it disappeared. The news of her exit was delivered by Army Chief General Waqar Uzzaman in a televised address. He said after a discussion with political leaders, an interim government would be formed.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. The United States has been urging countries through its diplomatic engagements to tell Iran escalation in the Middle East is not in their interest at what Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Monday called a critical moment for the region.
We are engaged in intense diplomacy, pretty much round the clock, with a very simple message. All parties must refrain from escalation.
Blinken said Washington is trying to calm tensions amid fears Iran is preparing a retaliatory strike against Israel. A Hamas terrorist leader was assassinated in the Iranian capital Tehran last week, an attack that drew threats of revenge on Israel and fueled further concern that the conflict in Gaza was turning into a wider Middle East war. U.S. defense officials said on Monday several American personnel were injured in a suspected rocket attack at a military base in Iraq. The officials said troops at Al-Asad Air Base were still assessing the injuries and damage. This is VOA News. Palestinians in Khan Yunis held a mass burial on Monday after Israel returned 80 bodies, Gaza's health ministry said. Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener reports.
That's according to Palestinian officials, who said it's unclear whether the bodies had been dug up from cemeteries by the army during the ground offensive, or whether they were detainees who had been tortured and killed. Yaman Abu Suleiman, the director of the Palestinian Civil Emergency Service in Khan Yunis, told Reuters the names of the victims and where they came from is unknown. He said the bodies would be examined for cause of death.
Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener. Venezuela's top prosecutor has announced a criminal investigation against the opposition's presidential candidate Edmundo Gonzalez and leader Maria Corina Machado over their call on the country's armed forces to abandon their support of President Nicolas Maduro and stop detaining demonstrators. The attorney general's statement tied the investigation directly to the written appeal the two members of the opposition sent hours earlier over the demonstrators who came out in force to defend their votes in the July 28th election. The attorney general said Gonzalez's and Machado's statement shows the alleged commission of various crimes, including usurpation of functions, dissemination of false information to cause fear, and conspiracy. U.S. Vice President and Democratic Party presidential nominee Kamala Harris is expected to announce her running mate on Tuesday, AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
After a weekend spent interviewing finalists, Vice President Harris must decide on her partner before the two set off Tuesday on a tour across key battleground states. Harris interviewed at least three running mate contenders on Sunday in Washington. They were Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, Arizona Senator Mark Kelly, and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. That's according to a person familiar with the process who spoke to the AP on condition of anonymity to discuss the negotiations. I'm Shelley Adler.
Nearly everything on Wall Street tumbled on Monday as fear about a slowing U.S. economy worsened and set off another sell-off for financial markets around the world. The S&P sank 3% for its worst day in nearly 2 years. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped more than 1,000 points, and the NASDAQ Composite slid 3.4%. That followed a more than 12% plunge for Japan's Nikkei Index, its worst since 1987. Treasury yields pared their losses after a report showed U.S. service businesses are continuing to grow, but worries are still high after a Friday U.S. employee report. I'm Joe Ramsey.